ready for an e-bike adventure, one that takes you through Pennsylvania's very own Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
We're diving into the Pine Creek Rail Trail, a 62-mile stretch of pure biking bliss.
It's more than just a pretty trail. It's earned accolades, like being named one of the top 10 bike trails in the world.
Top 10 in the world. USA Today wasn't kidding when they said that back in 2001. But what strikes me is the sheer variety this trail offers. You've got incredible scenery, wildlife encounters, quaint towns, and it's all accessible thanks to e-bikes and that forgiving grade. It's not just for hardcore cyclists.
What's fascinating is how the trail echoes the history of the Pine Creek Valley itself. It's like riding through time, from Native American footpaths to logging routes, and then the railroad era. Each one left its mark.
Okay, let's rewind back to the early days. What can you tell us about the Pine Creek Valley before bikes and trains?
Well, long before e-bikes were even a glimmer in someone's eye, the Pine Creek Path was a vital route for Native Americans. Then came the logging boom. Imagine massive log drives down the creek, a spectacle that must have been both impressive and dangerous. That's a stark contrast to the peaceful scenery you'll find today.
It's amazing to think about those loggers navigating those waters. But then came the railroad in 1883. The Jersey Shore, Pine Creek and Buffalo Railroad, to be exact. I imagine that really changed the landscape.
Absolutely. The arrival of the railroad led to a surge in sawmills popping up in towns along the creek. And while the railroad eventually declined, it paved the way for the trail we know today. It's a testament to how things can evolve and be repurposed in fascinating ways.
Speaking of the trail, how would you describe the actual route?
It runs north to south, starting near Wellsboro and ending in Jersey Shore. That gentle grade we mentioned is perfect for e-bikes, making it accessible for riders of all fitness levels. You don't have to be a pro to enjoy this ride.
But you do need to be prepared for some serious beauty. I've heard the scenery is next level, especially the stretch between Ansonia and Blackwell.
That 16.5-mile section is definitely a highlight. Picture this. You're riding alongside Pine Creek, with stunning views of the gorge. A testament to the power of glaciers carving through the landscape centuries ago, and the bridges. Some of them are historic railroad bridges, which add a whole other layer of charm. It's like something out of a postcard.
And it sounds like you don't have to rough it to enjoy this experience. Mm. I've heard there are plenty of access points and amenities along the way.
Wow, absolutely. Whether you're looking for a quick day trip or a multi-day adventure, this trail has you covered. You'll find numerous trailheads, comfort stations, and even campgrounds for those who want to immerse themselves in nature.
And what about for those of us who might not have our own e-bikes? Are there rental options available?
Definitely. You'll find several bike rental and shuttle services along the trail, particularly around the major towns. These services are especially useful for one-way trips, allowing you to enjoy the scenery without worrying about biking back to your starting point.
That's so convenient. But before anyone gets too excited, we always remind our listeners to check trail rules and regulations. E-bike access can vary. We don't want anyone getting a surprise.
Absolutely. It's always best to be prepared and know the rules before you head out. Now, let's talk about something that gets me particularly excited, the wildlife. This trail is teeming with fascinating creatures. You might spot deer, elk, and even wild turkeys strutting their stuff.
I even heard stories about black bear sightings now. That's a wildlife encounter I'd be both thrilled and terrified by.
It's certainly a reminder that you're sharing the trail with wild animals. While most encounters are peaceful, it's always a good idea to be aware of your surroundings.
So, besides those usual suspects, what other creatures might we encounter on this e-bike adventure?
Keep an eye out for river otters playing near the water, beavers busy building their dams, and if you're lucky, you might even catch a glimpse of a bald eagle or osprey soaring overhead. It's like a nature documentary come to life.
It sounds like a birdwatcher's paradise as well.
Mm.
But let's not forget about the human element. What about those towns and villages you mentioned? What role do they play in the Pine Creek Rail Trail experience?
They're not just pit stops. They're an integral part of the journey. Places like Wellsboro, Blackwell, Cedar Run, Slate Run, Waterville, and Jersey Shore. Each one offers a glimpse into local life and a chance to connect with the communities that call this valley home.
It's not just about the miles you clock on your e-bike.
Mm.
It's about the experiences you gather along the way.
Exactly. And these towns have embraced the trail. They recognize the value it brings to both residents and visitors. You'll find businesses that cater to trail users, from general stores stocked with supplies to inviting restaurants offering a taste of local cuisine.
It sounds like a perfect blend of nature and small-town charm. Now, I have to ask, when people hear the nickname Grand Canyon of Pennsylvania, they might picture a vast, arid landscape. Does the trail actually run through a canyon?
It certainly does. Pine Creek Gorge is a stunning natural wonder, carved by glaciers thousands of years ago. It's a world away from those arid canyons you might be picturing. Think lush forests, dramatic rock formations, and breathtaking views. It's a sight that's sure to leave a lasting impression.
Okay. I'm officially adding this to my e-bike bucket list. But before we get ahead of ourselves, I'm curious about those historical remnants you mentioned earlier. Are there specific spots where we can actually see them? I love being able to visualize the past.
Absolutely. If you're interested in the logging and railroad history, I highly recommend stopping at the Darling Run and Teodotten Trailheads. They feature interpretive panels with old photos and anecdotes that bring the valley's industrial past to life.
Those sound like great stops for history buffs and anyone who wants to appreciate how this trail came to be. It's a reminder that we're not just riding through a beautiful landscape. We're riding through history.
Exactly. And don't forget those stone mile markers dotted along the trail. They're like little time capsules from the railroad era, marking the passage of time and adding another layer of depth to the experience.
So, if someone is planning their first e-bike adventure on the Pine Creek Rail Trail, what are some key things they should keep in mind?
First and foremost, pack for all types of weather. Pennsylvania can be unpredictable, so layers are key. And don't forget essentials like sunscreen, insect repellent, and a basic first aid kit.
And snacks. Lots of snacks. We can't forget about fuel for the journey.
Absolutely. Especially if you're planning to tackle a longer stretch of the trail, there aren't many stores or restaurants directly on the trail, so it's best to be prepared. And, of course, plenty of water to stay hydrated.
Speaking of preparation, what about the best time to visit this trail? I'm guessing fall is pretty popular with the stunning foliage.
You're right. Fall is definitely a favorite for many, with the vibrant hues of red, orange, and yellow painting the canyon walls. But honestly, each season has its own unique charm. Spring brings a burst of wildflowers and the excitement of newborn wildlife. Summer is perfect for taking a dip in Pine Creek or enjoying a picnic lunch by the water. And winter transforms the trail into a wonderland for cross-country skiing or snowshoeing.
So there's really no bad time to visit. It just depends on what kind of experience you're looking for.
Exactly. And don't forget to factor in the crowds. Weekends and holidays tend to be busier. So if you're seeking a more tranquil experience, weekdays might be a better option. Now, let's talk accessibility. This trail is known for being fairly inclusive, but how accessible is it for people with different abilities? That's one of the things that makes this trail so special. The gentle grade and wide, hard-packed surface make it suitable for a wide range of abilities, including people using wheelchairs or mobility devices. It's truly a trail for everyone.
That's fantastic to hear. Now, we touched on e-bike etiquette earlier, but I want to emphasize its importance. Especially as e-bikes become increasingly popular.
Absolutely. It's crucial to be mindful of other trail users. Whether they're walking, biking, or horseback riding, always announce yourself when passing. Yield to pedestrians and keep your speed in check, especially in crowded areas.
And of course, respect the environment. Pack out what you pack in and leave no trace behind. We want to preserve this beautiful trail for everyone to enjoy.
Exactly. It's about being responsible stewards of this natural treasure. Now, before we move on, I'm curious, any personal anecdotes from your research on the Pine Creek Rail Trail? Anything that really stood out to you? Oh, there are so many. One that comes to mind is a story from a biker who had a close encounter with a black bear while camping near Teodotten. Luckily, it was a peaceful encounter. But it's a good reminder to be aware of your surroundings and store your food properly.
Talk about a story to tell around the campfire. Also came across an article about a couple who got married on the trail. They even rode off on their e-bikes after the ceremony.
That's so sweet. It just goes to show how this trail holds a special place in people's hearts. It's more than just a recreational path. It's a place where memories are made and connections are forged.
Beautifully put. It's a reminder that sometimes the best adventures are right in our own backyard. Now, before we move on to part two of our deep dives, I want to leave our listeners with this. Imagine yourself cruising down the Pine Creek Rail Trail. The wind is in your hair, the sun is on your face, and the sound of the creek fills the air. What emotions does this experience evoke? What do you feel in that moment?
What a great question to ponder. And as you envision yourself on this journey, remember to keep an open mind and adventurous spirit. You never know what treasures you might discover along the Pine Creek Rail Trail. And we're back, ready to delve deeper into the Pine Creek Rail Trail.
I'm excited to dig into the history of the railroad that predates the trail. We touched on its decline, but what exactly led to its demise?
The logging industry, which initially fueled the railroad's success, began to dwindle in the early 20th century. As the demand for timber decreased, so did the need for rail transportation. It was a gradual decline, with passenger service ending in the 1950s.
So, the railroad track sat silent for years before the trail was born.
Not entirely. Conrail continued to operate freight service until 1988 when they finally ceased operations. That was a pivotal moment. With the tracks removed, the Pine Creek Valley was poised for a transformation. And in 1996, the first section of the Pine Creek Rail Trail opened to the public.
It's amazing how a change in industry can lead to something completely new and beneficial.
It's a testament to the resilience of the Pine Creek Valley and the vision of those who saw the potential for recreation and conservation in this beautiful landscape.
Speaking of the communities along the trail, you mentioned they play a significant role in the overall experience. What makes them so special?
Think of them as living museums of the logging and railroad eras. Each town has its own unique character and stories to tell, and they've wholeheartedly embraced the trail, recognizing its value for both residents and visitors alike.
Can you give us a glimpse into some of these towns and what makes them stand out?
Well, Weldboro, up at the northern end of the trail, is a gem of a town. Imagine strolling down gaslit streets, browsing through quaint shops, and soaking up the historic charm. It's like stepping back in time.
Sounds idyllic. And what about Blackwell? We know it's the gateway to the Grand Canyon of Pennsylvania.
Blackwell offers a more rustic experience, perfect for those seeking a quieter escape. And yes, its proximity to the gorge makes it a prime spot for accessing those breathtaking views we talked about.
Okay, Blackwell is officially on my must-visit list. What about Cedar Run? I've heard it's a popular spot for those seeking a cozy overnight stay.
You're thinking of the Cedar Run Inn, a historic lodging option right on the trail. It's beloved by bikers and hikers alike, renowned for its hospitality and delicious food. And there's a general store right across the street, perfect for stocking up on supplies.
I'm sensing a theme here. General stores seem to be an essential part of the Pine Creek Rail Trail experience.
They're more than just places to buy snacks and drinks. They serve as community hubs, places where you can chat with locals, glean insider tips, and really get a feel for the heart of these small towns. They offer a glimpse into a simpler way of life.
It's like stepping into a time capsule. Speaking of experiences, what about the culinary scene along the trail? Are there any local delicacies we should be on the lookout for?
Besides those delicious general store burgers and ice cream cones, you'll find a variety of restaurants catering to every taste for a memorable dining experience. I recommend the Waterville Tavern. They're known for their fantastic sandwiches and a scenic patio overlooking Pine Creek.
Lunch with a view. Sign me up. Now, let's shift gears and talk about e-bike accessibility. We know the grade is gentle, but are there any other factors e-bikers should consider when planning a trip on the Pine Creek Rail Trail?
One crucial aspect is your e-bike's battery range. While the gentle grade makes for easier riding, you'll still need to ensure you have enough power for your planned route. Charging stations aren't readily available on the trail itself, so planning and pacing are key.
That's a great point. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement and overestimate how far your battery will take you. And what about tires? Does the crushed limestone surface require specific tire choices for a comfortable ride?
While the trail is generally well-maintained, choosing wider tires with good tread will definitely enhance your comfort, especially in sections where the limestone surface might be a bit looser. You'll want to avoid those jolting bumps as much as possible.
Good advice. Now, I can't resist asking about those wildlife encounters again. Are there any safety tips e-bikers should keep in mind, especially when it comes to those black bears you mentioned?
First and foremost, remember that you're entering the animal's habitat. Respect their space and observe them from a distance. Avoid approaching wildlife, especially larger animals like black bears. They might seem calm, but their behavior can be unpredictable.
Common sense and respect go a long way when it comes to sharing the trail with wildlife.
Exactly. And as a precaution, always store your food securely. Bears have a keen sense of smell and can easily be attracted to food left unattended. Make noise while you're riding, especially around blind curves, to avoid startling any animals.
Those are great tips for ensuring both their safety and the well-being of the wildlife.
Yeah.
Now, for those who might be intimidated by the thought of biking 62 miles, which is quite a feat, what would you say?
Don't let the distance deter you. The beauty of the Pine Creek Rail Trail is that you can personalize your experience. You can easily break it down into shorter segments, choosing sections that appeal to you and fit your time constraints. There's no pressure to conquer the whole trail in one go.
And with the help of an e-bike, even those longer stretches become much more manageable.
Exactly. It's all about enjoying the journey, not just the destination. With so much to see and experience along the way, every mile of the Pine Creek Rail Trail is an adventure waiting to be discovered.
Speaking of adventures, are there any hidden gems or lesser-known spots along the trail that you'd recommend?
Oh, there are plenty. One that comes to mind is Rattlesnake Rock, a unique rock formation near Blackwell. It's a great spot for a picnic lunch or simply to take in the scenery. It's a bit off the beaten path, which makes it even more special.
I love finding those off-the-beaten-path treasures. What else have you uncovered in your research?
For those fascinated by history, I highly recommend a detour to the ghost town of Fallbrook, a short distance from the trail. It was once a bustling coal mining town, and you can still see remnants of its past, including foundations of buildings and the old railroad grade. It's like stepping back in time.
It's amazing how these remnants of the past can transport us to another era.
It's a reminder that the Pine Creek Valley has a rich and layered history, with each era leaving its mark on the landscape. And speaking of the past, we've touched upon the logging era, but I'm curious about what life was like for those loggers who worked in this valley.
Yes, we mentioned those massive log drives, but what were the working conditions actually like for those men? It sounds like a tough job.
Tough is an understatement. These men worked long hours in harsh conditions, facing the elements and the inherent dangers of the forest. It was a physically demanding and often perilous way of life.
It's hard to imagine the sheer scale of those logging operations and the manpower required to move those massive logs downstream.
It was a massive undertaking, requiring incredible skill and coordination. Imagine thousands of logs floating down the creek, guided by loggers who risked their lives to keep those log drives moving.
It's a testament to their strength, resilience, and the vital role they played in shaping the history of this region.
Absolutely. While the logging era has faded into the past, its legacy continues to shape the landscape and the stories of the Pine Creek Valley.
Now, for those inspired to plan their own Pine Creek Rail Trail adventure, particularly those considering their first e-bike trip, what essential advice would you offer?
Planning and preparation are key. Do your research and map out your route carefully, considering the distance, elevation changes, and the availability of amenities along the way. There are numerous resources available online and in guidebooks to help you create the perfect itinerary.
It's always better to be overprepared than caught off guard, especially when venturing into unfamiliar territory. What else should e-bikers keep in mind?
Before you even hit the trail, ensure your e-bike is in tip-top shape. Check the battery charge, tire pressure, brakes, everything. A well-maintained bike will make your journey much smoother and more enjoyable. And invest in a good quality bike lock, especially if you plan on leaving your e-bike unattended at any point.
Speaking of essentials, what gear would you recommend for an e-bike adventure on the Pine Creek Rail Trail?
Beyond the obvious essentials like a helmet, water bottle, and snacks, I'd recommend a small backpack to carry sunscreen, insect repellent, a basic first aid kit, and a lightweight rain jacket. You never know when those Pennsylvania skies might open up.
Of course. A camera to capture those stunning views and memorable moments along the way.
Absolutely. You'll want to document those picturesque landscapes and charming towns. And if you're planning on exploring any of the side trails or venturing off the beaten path, a good pair of hiking shoes might come in handy.
Great tips. Now, we've been focusing on the trail itself, but what about the surrounding area? Are there any nearby attractions or activities you'd recommend exploring?
The Pine Creek Valley is a region rich in history and natural beauty. For history buffs, Wellsboro is home to the Tioga County Historical Society Museum, offering a fascinating glimpse into the region's past. And for those seeking outdoor adventures beyond the bike trail, the Pennsylvania Grand Canyon, just a short drive away, offers breathtaking vistas and miles of hiking trails.
It sounds like the perfect combination. A scenic e-bike ride followed by a dose of history and outdoor exploration. What a fantastic way to experience the Pine Creek Valley.
Exactly. And let's not forget about the charm of the towns and villages along the trail itself. Take the time to wander through their streets, savor the local cuisine, and chat with the friendly residents. Each town offers a unique glimpse into the heart of this region.
Okay, now I'm feeling inspired to book a trip. But before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with a challenge. Imagine you're creating a travel poster for the Pine Creek Rail Trail. What image would you choose to capture the essence of this experience? What tagline would you use to entice e-bikers to embark on this adventure?
What a wonderful exercise. As you envision your poster, remember to let your imagination soar and embrace the spirit of discovery. The Pine Creek Rail Trail offers a unique blend of history, nature, and small-town charm. There's something here for everyone.
And we're back for our final stretch on this Pine Creek adventure. You know, it's amazing how this trail just keeps revealing layers of history. We've talked about loggers and railroads, but is there anything else?
Oh, absolutely. There's another group that played a significant role in shaping this landscape, the Civilian Conservation Corps.
The CCC?
Yeah.
I vaguely remember them from history class.
Right.
Weren't they involved in, like, developing parks and forests across the country?
Exactly. During the Great Depression, the CCC provided employment for young men while undertaking conservation projects nationwide. Their impact on the Pine Creek Rail Trail is still evident today.
Hmm. So what did they actually do along the trail?
Oh, their contributions were diverse and impactful. They constructed roads, bridges, and trails, many of which are still in use today, including sections of the Pine Creek Rail Trail itself. They also planted trees, stabilized eroding stream banks, and even built fire towers to protect the surrounding forests.
Wow, that's incredible. It's inspiring to think about how even during a time of economic hardship, people came together to create something lasting and beneficial. And for generations to come, their legacy lives on in the very landscape we enjoy today.
It really is a powerful reminder that even in challenging times, we can make a positive impact on the world around us.
So we've talked a lot about the beauty of the trail, the scenery. But what about the sounds?
Oh, that's an interesting question.
What kind of auditory experience can visitors expect as they, you know, traverse this landscape?
Well, imagine this. The wind rustling through the leaves, the gentle flow of Pine Creek, maybe even the chirping of birds.
Okay, yeah, I can picture that.
And depending on the time of year, you might also hear the croaking of frogs, the rustling of small animals in the underbrush, or even the distant call of a wild turkey. It's a constantly changing soundscape. That adds another layer of depth to the experience.
It sounds so peaceful, like a true escape from the everyday noise.
Absolutely. And for those who really want to immerse themselves in nature's tranquility, there are plenty of secluded spots along the trail where you can just pause, listen, and soak in the serenity of the surroundings.
Now, shifting gears a bit, I have to ask about something I've heard whispers about. Is the Pine Creek Rail Trail haunted?
Haunted.
Yeah. Are those just rumors or is there any truth to them?
Well, let's just say the trail have its share of intriguing stories and local legends. Some people believe the spirits of loggers and railroad workers still linger in the area, their presence felt in the rustling leaves or the creaking of old bridges.
Okay, I have to admit that's a bit spooky.
Right.
But do you have any, like, specific stories?
Well, one of the most popular tales involves the ghost of a young woman who tragically lost her life in a train accident near Cedar Run. Some say they've seen her apparition wandering the trail at night, her mournful cries echoing through the trees.
Wow. Chills.
Yeah.
But, you know, a little mystery in folklore just adds to the allure of a place.
I agree.
It sparks the imagination.
It is.
So bringing it back to e-bikes, we've touched on this throughout our conversation, but what makes this trail so fantastic for e-biking specifically?
Well, I think it's a combination of factors. Firstly, the gentle grade makes it accessible to a wider range of riders, regardless of their fitness level or experience. Secondly, the variety of experiences the trail offers caters to diverse interests.
Okay, I see.
You can enjoy a leisurely ride through picturesque countryside, challenge yourself with a longer trek through the heart of the gorge, or simply explore the charming towns and villages at a relaxed pace.
And with an e-bike, you can really take advantage of all that.
Exactly. It's like having the best of both worlds. The freedom of a traditional bike combined with the assistance to go further and experience more.
So before we wrap up, I'm curious, what are some of your personal favorite discoveries or memories from your research?
Well, one moment that really stood out to me was stumbling upon an old photograph of a log drive on Pine Creek. The image of those loggers skillfully navigating the rushing water, balancing precariously on massive logs, it really brought the history of this valley to life. It's a reminder of the human stories interwoven with this landscape.
That's powerful.
And on a lighter note, I discovered a hidden waterfall cascading down a rocky hillside just off the trail near Rattlesnake Rock. It wasn't marked on any maps, so it felt like stumbling upon a secret treasure.
Oh, I love that.
Don't you?
Those unexpected discoveries are the best.
I think that's what makes the Pine Creek Rail Trail so captivating. There's always something new to discover around every bend, whether it's a hidden waterfall, a fascinating historical anecdote, or a breathtaking vista you haven't encountered before. It's a trail that keeps on giving it.
Well said. And as we say goodbye to our listeners, we want to leave them with a final thought. How has the Pine Creek Rail Trail shaped the lives of those who experienced it? From the locals who cherish it as their backyard, to the visitors who travel from afar to ride its paths, What lasting impact has this trail had on their hearts and minds?
What a beautiful question to reflect on. And as you plan your own adventure on the Pine Creek Rail Trail, remember to savor every moment, embrace the unexpected, and appreciate the legacy of this remarkable place.
Beautifully put. And with that, we conclude our deep dive into the Pine Creek Rail Trail. We hope you've enjoyed the journey and are feeling inspired to embark on your own e-bike adventure. Until next time, happy trails.